Hey friends, welcome back to the Rise Podcast. I am so excited that I get to keep sharing my heart with you. So, life happens, and it happens hard sometimes, am I right? Last week, I ended up with tonsillitis and bronchitis, and I'm 0/10 stars. I do not recommend this. I don't think anyone ever really enjoys being sick, but it's definitely not my favorite way to spend a week. But you know, I always feel like going through the hard moments, helpless to change my circumstances, those are the ones I really tend to lean on Jesus the most, and I know he's happy about that. It's so completely frustrating to not be able to work or just function like I do on a regular basis, and I honestly struggle a lot with my health in more ways than I want to get into in right this moment, because it's actually really discouraging to me. I feel like the psalmist a lot of times, but often a lot less eloquent. Like in Psalm 22, I cry out, "Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the words of my groaning? Oh God, I cry out day by day, but you do not answer, by night, and I'm not silent." And I hear him whisper to me, gently, graciously, after hearing me once more, "Be still. This is a waiting time, a growing time. Be still." Let's be honest, I am not still very well, and Jesus knows that, which is why I think sometimes he has to get my attention and help me learn to rest in those unforced rhythms of grace, and often that happens with my health. So this past week, it was 4 a.m., I couldn't sleep after a particularly bad coughing fit, and my mind starts to wander. I'm not sure exactly how I ended up thinking about The Princess Bride, but I did. I mean, it's a really great movie, and it's one of my favorites when I'm sick, so maybe that's why I ended up thinking about it. So anyways, my inner critic starts ripping apart Buttercup's character for like the 100th time. And if you haven't seen this 80s cult classic movie, first of all, stop breaking my heart and go watch it. Because it's on Disney Plus and you have no excuse. Like, it's one of the greatest movies. And I am just a sucker for it. So, anyways, so Buttercup is just not the greatest heroine to emulate, to put it nicely. Her character is, like, really stereotypical, fragile princess, need a man to save me. And that really bothered me a lot growing up. Like, what the heck, Buttercup? There's this man that loves you like crazy, and spoiler alert, when you think he's dead, you agree to marry a prince who basically sees you as arm candy slash a means to an end. So, I think about Buttercup's complete failure as a character probably more often than I should, and I was having those not-so-rare, come-on-Buttercup moments when Jesus whispered into my heart, and he said, "Can't you see yourself in her?" Oh, that honestly had never crossed my mind, and I've watched this movie so many times. But suddenly, this wishy-washy princess, who I frankly never liked, looked a lot more like myself than I thought she did. So she was completely enraptured with true love at first, when it was tangible and present before her. But when Wesley leaves her and is kidnapped by pirates, he's assumed dead, and Buttercup proclaims, "I will never love again," as she weeps for him. Then, in a whirlwind, 5 years pass, and now she's engaged to this prince, and he lies to her face the entire movie. Her heart grows cold, but she goes along with the prince's ploy to marry. Then, in one of the best moments in the movie, she realizes that her true love isn't dead. In fact, she just pushed him off a cliff, and as he's rolling down the cliff, he's yelling, "As you wish," which is like this little catchphrase that he had said to her when they were falling in love. And she realizes immediately who he is. And because she's just brilliant, she jumps off the cliff too and rolls down after him. So once they stop rolling, Wesley rushes over to hold Buttercup and he asks her, "Why didn't you wait for me?" She looks puzzled. "Well, you were dead." He smiles at her. "Death could not stop true love. All it can do is delay it for a little while." So, as I was reminiscing about this movie, and yes, I was quoting it from memory, I heard Jesus whisper again, "Just like me," he said. Death couldn't hold Jesus captive either. Just like it couldn't hold Wesley captive in the movie, even when he really does die by the prince's torture, he just comes back again and rescues his bride. Buttercup literally does nothing to earn Wesley's love. She's pretty ditzy, and just like when she casually wanders off into a lightning sand pit in the fire swamp, and Wesley has to save her from dying like 3 separate times in that one scene alone. She swears off love, but she still agrees to marry someone else. She consistently does nothing as Wesley fights for her behalf. I feel like I'm constantly yelling in my head during one scene when she and Wesley are attacked by this giant rodent. Like, pick up a rock or something and actually fight. Do something, Buttercup. Come on, don't just stand there and let your eyes bug out. She is like the most useless heroine I've probably ever seen in a book or a movie. And I think maybe the reason I don't like her is I see too much of myself in her. She's consistently pursued by her true love, who overcomes death to call her his own. She's useless in a fight, but to Wesley, she's precious enough to overcome death for. She's almost intentionally kills herself at one point, believing again that Wesley is dead. But he stops her, gently and graciously. He doesn't yell, "Wait, stop, don't do this!" He's calm, and he's patient, and he draws attention to himself at just the right moment. Oh my dear Lord, how often am I that wandering bride who clings to comfort instead of true love? Who thinks, "Well, my heart is broken, but at least I'm comfortable. Jesus left me here alone, so I guess I'll find my own path. It may not be perfect, but the world will prove. I'll look good at least, even if I feel empty inside. Even if the best part of my day is escaping my own mind, like Buttercup in her daily horse rides. I can numb the pain. I can pretend for the benefit of others. I've moved on. Can't you see that? I'm not still hurting. I'm not still desperate to be saved. I have everything I ever need. Why would I even want to go back to my humble beginnings, where I first experienced real love?" But Jesus, like Wesley, knows otherwise. He sees his beloved's pain in ways others can't. He knows his bride has not been faithful, but he's willing to fight to redeem her. He's willing to endure death in order to free her. I don't even think it was possible that I could like this movie even more than I did, but I really do now. I finally feel like I get Buttercup a little bit more and understand why I don't like her. Because she is me. And who wants to be reminded of their own brokenness? So much grace. I am so thankful for a God who never gives up on me, who pursues me in my doubt and my fear. I don't want to be a useless bride, but sometimes I really do need to let go and let Jesus fight on my behalf. I need to trust him, even if everything seems confusing and horrible. He's got a beautiful plan, and ends up with a happy ending. So by God's grace, I'll cling to Jesus and not forget who I really belong to. Thank you so much for joining me today. I love when God uses everyday things like this to bring us closer to him, don't you? What's one movie or book that the Lord has used to speak to you when you least expected it? I love you, friends.